Hello and welcome to Editor's Voice. I'm Howard Holley, publisher of Evolve Magazine. With me to talk about the next issue of Evolve First Coast Region is the managing editor, Amy Angelilli. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you for having me, Howard.
Absolutely. Listen, before we talk about the next issue, what feedback did you receive on the healthcare issue?
Well, healthcare in general is a pretty dynamic topic right now. And on the First Coast, it especially is dynamic because of all the growth and development that's happening within the First Coast region. And so because so many different areas of healthcare were covered along the First Coast, the editorial board really felt this was a great issue and a great opportunity to showcase how healthcare is blooming in the First Coast. And then we also have the whole dynamic of COVID, of course. We can't seem to talk about anything now without discussing COVID time.
Yeah, it permeates all of our lives, hasn't it?
So true, so true. And so, you know, this issue also highlighted the way in which, you know, healthcare in the First Coast has pivoted to the needs of people during these times, and then the business opportunities that have happened as a result. And so the feedback on this issue was very positive, because unfortunately, healthcare is such a hot topic because of the way it's had to evolve because of the pandemic.
You know, what I noticed and working with you and the board was the amount of investment being made here in the First Coast. I mean, it's just, once you put it on paper like that between St. Vincent's and Baptist, Flagler Health, Advent Health, it was pretty impressive. Yeah. So great. Amy, let's talk now, shift a bit, and let's talk about the upcoming issue, the evolution of learning. Let's tell our listeners about that.
Well, again, during COVID times, education has had to pivot dramatically. And we think about education as it pertains to business and all the traditional ways in which business people have been trained and educated for their roles, and then the continuing opportunities they've had for that. And of course, the past 2 years, we've seen a dramatic change in that, and both businesses having to pivot and the organizations that support those businesses have had to pivot. So COVID combined with the employee gap have had some really interesting opportunities for us here in the First Coast.
What tidbits or insights will people, business owners and entrepreneurs find in this issue?
Well, the thing that struck me is how the state colleges are rising to the occasion to help businesses with their education needs in terms of training employees. And then the other piece that I found really fascinating is the technical skills that are just blooming dramatically and enabling a whole different kind of workforce to come up in the First Coast.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's interesting how, as I said, COVID has been permeating, but whether we're talking about healthcare or whether we're talking about learning, and certainly our audience are business owners, entrepreneurs, and business leaders, it's everywhere. And if you're still doing the same thing tomorrow that you did pre-pandemic, you cannot sustain over time. You know, mm-hmm. everyone has to change, and that's probably yep. the biggest message. So, Amy, sure. great comment about the tidbits and insights. One of the articles is The Changing Face of Learning, an example of innovative learning in the First Coast. And one of the businesses highlighted is The Link in Nocatee. Talk more about that.
The Link is a fascinating place, and there's no script for The Link, meaning there's no other place that is similar to The Link. So it's part co-working space, it's part school, it's part community center, and it's all innovative. They use the word think, do, play, create, which is brilliant and appeals to so many different kinds of people, you know, business leaders included. So, you know, you could have somebody who uses the space during the day as co-working space for their business and then goes home and grabs their kids and then brings their kids in that evening for the, you know, evening program.
Yeah.
Really fascinating. Yeah,
it is. And if people haven't been there or don't know about it, they should read about it in the upcoming issue of Evolve, which can be found at evolve-success.com /magazines. And look for the First Coast edition of Evolve.
Yes.
So, Amy, any other comments about other articles in this upcoming issue?
Well, you know, the other thing that I think all of us have been dealing with in some capacity, you know, because of COVID, is this pivot to the virtual world. Mm-hmm. And so we do cover that, you know, what does learning mean for us in the First Coast in a 3.0 world, right? Mm-hmm. You know, when I'm not with Evolve, I'm doing team building for companies. And did I ever think 2 years ago that I would be doing it in the boxes of the computer screen?
Via Zoom? Right. How about that?
and so it's really fascinating to see and experience how much is possible that we never thought was possible. And, you know, sometimes it takes a tragedy like COVID to force us into innovation. And so, you know, we talk about that in this issue, the way not only businesses have had to pivot, but also the trainers have also had to pivot to this virtual world.
Well, since you've opened that door to the fact that you do things other than Evolve, I'd like to go through that door and bring you with me. So you've been a managing editor of Evolve only since January. This actually is your first issue. So why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
So when I'm not writing or managing editing, did I say that even right? Managing editing? I am playing, and I'm playing mostly with grown-ups. I'm using cooperative play as a tool for personal and professional development. So my business is called The Adventure Project, and I teach improv, and I facilitate laughter yoga sessions, and I use other cooperative play tools in business to, you know, help them with their, not just their team building, but with their bonding and their development experience. Mm-hmm. And I've been working with big name companies during COVID who literally have never met each other in person. The team members have never met each other in person, and they only know each other from the waist up.
That's funny.
Right?
And, yeah, no, it makes sense, of course.
You know, they'll they'll bring me in to not just to lighten the mood and to promote engagement among their team members, but also from a wellness angle. Because this has been such a stressful time. And so the programs I offer help to, you know, diffuse the stress that the employees are carrying individually and then as a team.
Mm-hmm.
Which reminds me, Howard, our team, I don't think we've all met each other in person.
No. I mean, we're all over the world. Buenos Aires, Boise, Idaho, Yorktown, Virginia, St. Augustine, New Smyrna Beach, Palm Coast. Yeah, we're all over. And also Dallas, Texas. So,
right.
So, yeah, let's talk about that. But let me ask you this, Amy. The skills, experience that you have and what you're doing in the Adventure Project, what's the interconnectivity between that and Evolve and your role at Evolve? How do they connect in a way that's additive or value added?
Well, the Adventure Project is all about collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And how can we be better as a team than we would be individually?
Mm-hmm.
And that is the same exact thing that's happening with Evolve.
Mm-hmm.
We together are better as a team than any of us are individually.
Mm-hmm.
And what we create couldn't be created if one of us were to step aside. It would be something completely different.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. Well, this has been Editor's Voice. We will be doing this just before each issue with Amy here with the First Coast edition and with John Guthrie, the Greater Daytona edition. I am your host, Howard Holley, publisher of Evolve Magazine. And we've been talking to Amy Angelilli, managing editor of Evolve's First Coast edition. We welcome your feedback and suggestions. Please let us know what you think at editor@evolve-success.com. That's editor@evolve-success.com. The upcoming issue is The Evolution of Learning. We hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening, and thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Howard.
Bye-bye.